This season of The Next Step is made possible by a grant from Gatto and Laura Artinian of Sydney, Australia, in memory of George Samarjan, and by listeners like you. Donate at epostle.net.
Hi there, this is Susie from In His Shoes Ministries. It is my pleasure to present to you a new episode of The Next Step with Father Vazgen. If you're joining us for the first time, we're so glad you're tuning in. If you're a regular listener, welcome back. The Next Step is the voice of Armodoxy, a weekly podcast that looks at life through the lens of Armenian Orthodoxy. Our seventh season is well underway, inspired by our spiritual pilgrimage to both sides of Mount Ararat. Father Vazgen's messages are timely, thought-provoking, and based on Christ's principles of love, faith, and hope. At epostle.net, we reach out to those who are searching for practical and deeper applications of faith, the disenfranchised members of the church community, and the neophyte, those who are discovering truths in ancient orthodoxy. We produce these shows free of charge and make them available for download at epostle.net, as well as via multiple podcatchers, including Apple iTunes, Blueberry, Stitcher Radio, and our very own epostle app. You can also subscribe to receive email notifications every time a new episode is released. However you choose to tune in, we invite you to sit back, turn up the volume, and get ready to take the next step.
Hey, this is Father Vazgen, priest of the Armenian Church, welcoming you to The Next Step, episode number 330, coming to you from Armenia without any suffixes. Yes, this is a podcast about life and love, about spirituality, about connecting the dots between Armenia and life, between the ancient and the modern, between the physical and the emotional and the sensual and the spiritual. This is a podcast that puts it all together in the name of Armodoxy. Hey, if you're ready, I know I am. Let's take the next step. So glad to have you with us today. Yes, you heard me right. I am broadcasting from beautiful Armenia, the cradle of civilization itself. This is it. We are at point zero right now, ground zero, so to speak, in beautiful Mount Ararat out there. And I think, well, for the 7 years we've been broadcasting The Next Step, this is the first time we're doing so from Armenia. Yeah, I know. In the past, we've been here while we've done Next Step. We've done some tricks as far as recording, part in the studio, part outside, part on location. But this is the full broadcast that we're doing from Armenia. And we've got a show for you today because we're going to be sharing some of the work that we're doing over here. Those of you who have been following along last few months in particular know that we found the pearl, so to speak, the pearl that Christ talks about, and we're going to be sharing that with the world. But today specifically is the beginning of October, and of course October is Domestic Violence Awareness Week in the States, but here in Armenia, interestingly enough, October 1st has a very special meaning. I want to share that with you because it was a very important day for me as well back in 2010, believe it or not. I was counseling five different women about domestic violence issues within their lives. And I'll never forget this because on each occasion to the five women, I said, you know, you're not alone. There's other people in your same boat. Would you like to talk about it with somebody else? Here in my mind, I was thinking, okay, you know, there's opportunities to share your story. And all five of them, I'll never forget this, said no, because it is a shame. It is a matter of shame. In Armenian, that word is amot. We wouldn't consider talking to anybody about these issues outside of the confidentiality that we have with you as a priest. And it occurred to me that, you know, this is time that we start getting this out into the open, that people start realizing that domestic violence is a real issue. And I'm not just talking about being beaten, you know, there's physical violence, there's emotional, there's sexual, there's financial, you know, holding back money. There's so many different forms that domestic violence finds itself in. And I'll never forget, I was talking to a friend about this, And it happened, she's a producer. She was a producer with a company, and she said, I'm having a meeting with the Armenian consulate here in Los Angeles. And she said, let me propose this to him. Maybe you can get some assistance from the government and so on and so on. I said, okay, you know, why not? And the date was September 30th. When she called me, she said, I met with the Armenian consulate in Los Angeles, and he said that domestic violence is not a priority issue. And the reason why I remember that so vividly was because the following morning, October 1st, we woke up to the news that Zardui Petrosyan, this is in the year 2010, just 4 years ago, we woke up to the news that Zardui Petrosyan had been killed by her husband and mother-in-law. Domestic violence is not a priority. It came right out of Armenia. I'll never forget that. September 30th, the council says it's not a priority. October 1st, we get this news. Can't be more poignant than that. And there it is. There's the message that triggered us into starting our own version of domestic violence awareness through the DATEV outreach. And this was an offshoot of the In His Shoes mission. And here I am 4 years later as part of this family of people who want to express this message out there. And I'm participating in the fourth anniversary commemoration of Zardui Petrosyan's death in a rally that took place in Yerevan. Now, in the next few weeks, I'll be sharing with you a lot of the stuff that we're getting out of Armenia, especially some of the spiritual treasures that we're touching. I'm here in Armenia with Tamar. Those of you who've been part of the Apostle family for a long time know that Tamar was actually one of the first broadcasters with us back in the year 2000, when we actually did the first Badarak, Divine Liturgy, online. And Tamar was there with us during those times. We used to do a lot of shows. So it's really great to have her back on board. We've been going through Armenia for the last few days, and we're going to be here doing some projects, and I'm going to be sharing that with you in the coming weeks. But for today, what I thought we'd do is let's listen to some of the soundtrack. This is yesterday. Group of organizers, Coalition to Stop Domestic Violence in Yerevan. This is a group of just, it's a grassroots group. And I was so impressed by them, I have to tell you. Now, I've been involved in protests most of my life. Most of my life is a protest. But I was just so impressed. First of all, the youth, the dynamics, the energy that was expressed in these people. People who really had a passion for the project, for getting out there and talking about an end to violence. One sign in particular said it all together. Love is not violent. If you love somebody, you're not violent about them. You can't shut up about it if you're seeing that violence. You need to do something about it because you're passionate about it. I was just very, very impressed by the group of people and the way in which they carried on their protest. So we went from station to station throughout the city, taking these little postcards that people would sign. We ended up with them at the end of the entire day run after seven stations at a small lake right in the middle of Yerevan by the opera house, and over there they had a candlelight vigil. So we were with them most of the day and in the evening, and then today, this morning, we went out there to the government building where they presented their petitions, the postcard petitions, and finished up a rally which will find a new life in the work that they do. One of the organizers named Berjui, she spoke with me in detail throughout the trip, invited us to drive with them on the bus. You're going to hear a couple excerpts from those interviews. And like I said, in the coming weeks, we're going to put these together in a video montage. So these are just some unedited interviews that I did along the way yesterday during the rally in the bus. I explain what they are, and just listen in. In a few weeks, we'll polish these up, we'll put them together and get a message across that will be unlike anything that you've heard. But in the meantime, you are special, Next Step listeners. I'm sending these files over to Ken. He'll do his magic. He'll put them out there. So listen up. A lot of information to share. here right now at the Gadikin Nezhda Square, and there is a demonstration for domestic violence. We're here with a group of people who are demanding new laws. I'm going to be talking with Bedri, who's one of the organizers of today's event. Bedri, how are you doing?
Hi, thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Can you tell me a little bit about what's going on here? What's this all about?
Yeah, of course. Every year on October 1st, the Coalition to Stop Violence Against Women organizes public protests, public actions to raise awareness on the negative effects of domestic violence and to also demand a law against domestic violence. Currently, there is no law in Armenia, and that's what we're here for.
Okay, and why? What's significant about today? Why are you here on October 1st?
Specifically, 4 years ago, in 2010, Zarui Petrosyan died as a result of domestic violence. Her death symbolizes the first domestic violence case that came out behind closed doors, behind the family personal sphere, into the public.
And who are these people? You have pictures of women over here. Who are these?
On the big poster over there, all of these women are women who died as a result of domestic violence. This year alone, the year hasn't ended. As of September 2014 right now, 9 women have already died. Last year, that number for the entire year was 7. And we see that the number is growing, unfortunately. Yeah,
and it's interesting because right in the middle you have a question mark, Obe Hachorte.
Yeah.
So who is the
who
next?
Who is next? Because we wanted to make people think critically about this. There's unfortunately this saying that, oh, you know, that'll never happen to me. But unfortunately, domestic violence never discriminates between age, social group, economic status. It can affect everyone. So anyone can be next. We need to be more aware of the situation and try to do anything we can to raise public awareness.
Okay, and so after today, so you're going to be going from center to center, neighborhood to neighborhood. What's your objective? What are you trying to do here in Armenia? I mean, you would think that this is already, people would know about this. What's your story?
Throughout these last years, a lot of people did grow more familiar with the topic, but there's still lack of awareness among people, a lot of people. And we almost always these actions take place in the city center. This year we wanted to take it out of the center, go to the more suburbs of Yerevan maybe, and try to get people involved who most likely won't come to anything like this on their own. So we came to them. And what we're trying to achieve is also pass the law, like I said.
I've been here with you for about 10-15 minutes, and that table with all the stuff on it, with all the brochures, has not been clear. People are just eating it up.
A lot of people in these regions, in these parts, don't see stuff like this all the time. These protests usually take place in the city center where people are almost immune to it. They pass by, they don't even care, they don't even go to see what it's for. Here people are interested. They don't see this every day. We saw people copying off the hotline number, which is very good. We encourage people to do that and just to ask for help if they need help.
That's right. And then, so tell me about in Armenia, what's the laws? There must be some kind of laws about domestic violence.
No specific laws for domestic violence, unfortunately. There's the criminal code, which regulates these things. If it's murder, if it's beating someone, physical harm, the crime has to be already committed in order for the police, or an attempt has to be made in order for authorities to look into it. The domestic violence draft that already exists, the coalition drafted, will not only punish abusers, help survivors, but also it'll be a preventive law.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate the time.
Thank you very much.
One question irrelevant. Where did you learn such beautiful English?
I went to Holy Martyrs Armenian Day School in New York.
Right on, okay.
But only for a couple of years when I was 5, 6, 7.
Uh-huh.
And it just stuck with me, I guess.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you very much.
I hope that there'll come a day when you won't have to do this.
I hope there'll come a day where we won't have that poster with women who died.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Walk down by the bathing pond to try and catch some sun. Must have been 100 schoolgirls sobbing into handkerchiefs as one. I don't believe they knew I was a schoolboy.
So I'm here with Elvira right now, and as you can see, she's busy putting together some brochures that are being passed out. Elvira, what's going on today? Tell me a little bit about what the activity is, what you're engaged in, what's your interest in it.
So today is October 3rd, the day that we combat domestic violence and we fight for elimination of all kind of violence towards women, domestic violence mainly today. And right now we're signing up the petition and ask people to join the petition to have a law on domestic violence, which will help to control the victims, the case in Armenia, according to the victimizing the women in the families. And right now we're like spreading information about this domestic violence issues in Armenia. Let people know about that and ask them to sign up the petition to adopt the law.
So you mean there is no law right now against domestic violence here in Armenia?
No, unfortunately there is no law, and our government doesn't want to have one because they say that it will bring a lot of changes in the institutional changes that the country is not ready to accept. But still we believe that it's a really thing that we need, because right now the situation is very bad and we do not have any shelters for women who survive from domestic violence, and right now only NGOs have a small resources to help this woman, and we want the government and the country to take responsibility for their citizens.
Okay, so I've been here now for about a half an hour and it seems like non-stop people are coming by, so there's a big interest. People are signing up. I see
that actually,
women.
To tell the truth, I'm also surprised to see all this interest, because like when we talk in the public and when we have some demonstrations and roundtable discussion, we do not see that people are so much aware about the situation, that they're worried about that. But right now I think that our like issue and right now the events that we're organizing are done in a right way, and people see the victims of violence, they realize that that's a problem and they join us, and it's a really, really good sign that it means that people are ready for this law and people are ready to speak up about violence and to combat the violence, and that's really amazing. And what's happening around right now,
it really is amazing. It's a beautiful thing, but I did notice that some people were also against what you're doing. Did you run across anybody like that?
Actually, yeah, because like right now people in Armenia are also afraid of women emancipation in this way, and sometimes they take all this information as the way to emancipate women, and it's also connected also with our traditions and customs. That's why sometimes they look strangely on this kind of issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's normal, but what I see that with the interests and the people, how people are joining the petition, so it shows that we are on the right way, and right now on this moment, like there are more people who are for us than against us in this
issue. It seems
issue.
Like that.
Yeah.
I love that. This is non-stop.
Yeah.
Just for our viewers, take a look at this. This has been non-stop since this morning. I believe you're going to 7 different stations today.
Yeah, and that's the amazing part, that this is only our first stop here, and it's successful.
I love the way you do that. Well, I hope we're going to be with you for the next 7 stops. God bless you. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your interest as well.
I think without seeing the video, you understand what I'm talking about, right? I mean, you hear the excitement in their voice. You know that they are passionate, and that's what really I fell in love with yesterday. You see a new generation of people taking responsibility for their lives, fighting for what they believe in, standing up for what is right, and that is something that needs to be applauded and encouraged. I'm going to share with you their links, their Facebook page. It'll all be in our show notes. I have one more interview that I'll share in a few minutes. As you know, every week we have a song of the day. I've picked out one of my personal favorites, Gor Mkhitaryan's New Day. Enjoy.
He nets over by its note order in the order, yev who said no order, yes, I'd come up so sushaskata. Ու երբ արմատներիս վերադարձա, ինձ գտա Շեմին հին գանձարանի, դռան վրա պատրաստ կախված էր բանալին. Երկար ճանապարհներից օգնած Ես պարկած եմ խոնավողին, հայացքս երկնքին հառած, այնտեղ ես ապրել եմ ժամանակին, այնտեղ մենք ապրել ենք ժամանակին. Ինչ եմ ես գործրել, ինչ եմ ես փնտրել, ինչ եմ ես գտել, ինչ եմ ես ստացել, ոսկի արծաթ և խանգարված քուն, վերջում փոշի ու տափակ քարի բեկոր, սա է այն ամենը, ինչ կգտնեն իմ տեղը, ինձնից հետո եկող ճամփորդները. Երկար ճանապարհներիցով ընկնած, ես պառկած եմ խոնավողին, հայացքս երկնքին հառած, այնտեղ ես ապրել եմ ժամանակին, այնտեղ մենք ապրել ենք ժամանակին. Երկար ճանապարհներիցով ընկնած, ես պառկած եմ խոնավողին, հայացքս երկնքին հառած, այնտեղ ես ապրել եմ ժամանակին, այնտեղ մենք ապրել ենք ժամանակին, այնտեղ ես ապրել եմ ժամանակին, այնտեղ մենք ապրել ենք ժամանակին. Երկար ճանապարհներիցով ընկնած, ես պառկած եմ խոնավողին, հայացքս երկնքին հառած, այնտեղ ես ապրել եմ ժամանակին, այնտեղ մենք ապրել ենք ժամանակին, այնտեղ ես ապրել եմ ժամանակին, այնտեղ մենք ապրել ենք ժամանակին, այնտեղ ես ապրել եմ ժամանակին, այնտեղ մենք ապրել ենք ժամանակին,
of course the unmistakable voice and music of Gor Mkhitaryan, and that was called The Day. One of my personal favorites. I thought it was appropriate for this day. And I'll put a link on our show notes to all of his wonderful music. And I've got one more interview that we're going to listen to. And like I said, today we're doing something different. Of course, you can tell from the quality of my voice in these recordings that we don't have the whole studio set up. This is our portable studio, and I'm assuming that Ken is going to put everything together in the proper order and kind of do some filtering work, but I'm sure you're going to be able to figure out that we're not in the usual mode, but that's okay. We are in Armenia right now. I'm doing some recording. This last interview takes place with Tamar, who I'm interviewing with, but I asked her specifically because something came up, an unusual situation. You had a gentleman who was actually saying that, hey, women should be abused. Yeah, he said that actually, about his own children, in fact. When asked with the question, what would you do if somebody abused your children, who happened to be, he had three daughters, and he says, well, if they deserve it, they have it coming to them. Yeah, we're living in that kind of world. Can you believe that? Anyway, I'm going to let Tamar tell us the story, and we'll be back in a couple minutes. Okay, so Tamar, you had your first encounter with this guy, huh?
Yeah, so originally he was asked how many kids he had. He said three, and he has three daughters. And at first, when he didn't realize I was recording, he said if his daughters weren't submissive and behaving, it was okay for the husband to beat her. And then I caught him on camera. Because he saw he was on camera, he said he would beat the guy who beats his daughter. His main concern is if something like this here in Yerevan his past, that the women will be equal to the men. And he said, Chigareli.
Why? Why Chigareli?
And then he brought up the Bible verse, how God had said that the women need to obey their husband and the male is the head of the household. And I said, yes, they can be the head of the household, but show the love. That's what that means. Like, you can't translate it the way you want and beat the women morning, noon, and night. And he said, you're right.
So you won him over with love, huh?
I did. You know what? I do feel like if he was completely against it, now he might think about it. Because you could kind of already see, because I told him you need to look at the bigger picture and think about the future and the younger generation that's coming forward.
Okay, so there you had it. I wanted to just share this small little story, this little episode that took place in the backgrounds, and we have so much to share with you. We've got a lot of footage, we've got a lot of pictures. Do check out today's show notes, because in those show notes we'll have links to the coalition, we'll have links to pictures, more information, and within a few weeks when we get back to the state and have all of our equipment, we're going to be putting this all together in form of small little videos and clips. We'll be presenting these through In His Shoes Ministries or via Dativ Outreach. One way or another, we're going to be getting it out, and definitely you Next Steppers, people who have been listening to The Next Step, will be the first to avail themselves to all of these resources, and hope by doing so we'll get the word out that this is no longer something that has to be dealt with in the back room. It's no longer a taboo subject. It's no longer an amot factor to it. But no, this is something that we need to talk about. As you know, we started Dativ Outreach in Glendale. We've been reaching out to women in different forms, and now, of course, broadening that perspective not only to the women, but of course to the children, to the silent victims of domestic violence. And whether it's through our toy drives, our clothes drives, or just trying to get some more awareness about foster families, there is so much work that needs to be done. And being out here in Armenia with these brothers and sisters that are working on the front line, it just made my personal resolve to and commitment to these projects even stronger. Get involved with us at In His Shoes. Get involved with us through all of the various means that we have. And of course, keep everyone in your prayers.
Susie here again. Before continuing with this broadcast, I wish to take this opportunity to thank all of you, our listeners, for your prayers, kind expressions, and donations. You make this podcast possible. Your listenership and support has allowed us to grow and expand our ministry around the globe. The Next Step has given us the opportunity to touch many lives and create lasting friendships. For this, we are immensely grateful. At epostle.net, we are determined to bring apostolic evangelism to an electronic world. We would love to be able to continue this ministry for as long as there is a need. To do so, we must be able to cover our expenses. Things like hosting, server space, software, and equipment are an essential component and ongoing need for getting this message out. So we look forward to your continued support. Thank you and God bless. We now return to this week's Next Step with Father Vazquez.
Well, there are so many ways of getting involved with us. And the number one way, I say this all the time, and I truly, truly mean it, it is keep us first and foremost in your prayers. We need those prayers. Those prayers go a long way in supporting this ministry. Today, I was with Father Mesrub Aramian. He's doing some incredible work. Some of you know him through the VEM broadcast. We're going to be showcasing a lot of that stuff in the next few weeks. We're going to be talking about the adventures that we have here in Armenia, the ability to find that pearl. You know, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is like a merchant in search of the pearl of great value. And once he finds that, he sells everything that he has just to obtain that pearl. Well, that's the kingdom of God. It is overwhelming. It is all-consuming. It takes over your life because there you find the warmth, you find that connection, you find that spirit that is greater than any understanding or words can give you. And once you find it, it's yours for the keeping. Now, we have that in the Armenian Orthodox tradition, and what I fondly call Armodoxy. It's basically the Armenian Orthodox faith. It's the church without all the trappings, without all the hoopla. Can we find the essence of the faith? And when you find it, you realize that there is a formula there for the rest of humanity. Unfortunately, the rest of the world doesn't know about it. Let's get it out. Let's get this message out. And we do that through Epostle Ministries, through Armodoxy. Yeah, Epostle, that's apostle with an E, right? The E for electronic, for expanding. We're apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe. And certainly when you see some of these sites that we see, you realize that the universe is truly a beautiful place that is in concert. It is working together. We have a lot to share with you in the coming weeks. Well, we want to do this through the next step and many of the new videos and podcasts that we'll be starting up very shortly as part of the next step of the next step. Okay? Does that make sense to you? Anyway, I'm going to call it a day today. You could tell from my voice that I'm tired, first of all. Second, you can tell that we don't have the equipment that we need to have to get these podcasts up to the quality that you're used to. But you know what? Right now, let's take it for the content. Okay? You had a lot of content that was being thrown out at you. Do check out our show notes. We'll have links to the coalition. We'll have links to whatever we talked about today so you can do your further research. I want to thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed today's show as much as we enjoyed producing it. Today, more than an enjoyment, it's really troubling shows, especially when we talk about domestic violence. But it is troubling until you understand the philosophy with which we do it. You need to be walking in the shoes of others. You want to love somebody, you need to first respect them. Walk in their shoes, understand their pain. Or as we say here in Armenia, Tzavatam, let me take your pain, let me understand your pain, and in understanding, I have a better respect for you, and it's through that respect that I love you. And I leave you with that parting shot. I want to thank you for the beautiful crew who put today's show together, which I'm assuming is all going to get put together, because I'm just sending out files from over here. For Susie, our producer, for Ken, our engineer, Vahe, our webman, this is Father Voskin, inviting you to join us again next week when we will take the next step.
And now here's the fine print.
The information and comments presented within this podcast and our website do not necessarily represent the views of the Armenian Church hierarchy, but are presented as a challenge to define the dynamics of Armenian Orthodoxy in all aspects of life. Listening to these shows is habit-forming. Addictive behavior associated with the next step is rarely, if ever, remedied. Rather, the next step is known to relieve and cure common cases of narrow-mindedness, prejudice, numbskulledness, and glaucoma in patients over the age of 20. Results may vary depending on credit rating. Findings are based on double-blind studies conducted in Istanbul and Jerusalem. Side effects include mind expansion, clarity of focus, higher rates of heart palpitations, sensitivity to the pain of others, and occasional nausea. The management and production crew of epostle.net take full responsibility for changes you will experience. Not valid with any other offer.
Take your breath.